Terminal Tower lit up some different colors. It will be again tonight. Steve Froework is at the Cleveland Site Center to explain why and something else they got going on there. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
First of all, a basic question, mission. What do we do at the Cleveland Site Center?
Cleveland Site Center, we've been around since 1906, originally incorporated as the Cleveland Society for the Blind, and our mission is to empower people with vision loss, basically to realize their full potential and to shape the community's vision of that potential. So we provide services for people of all ages, from infants to seniors, that deal with vision loss or vision loss types of issues. And we offer programs in preschool, recreation, supported employment, workforce development. We have a low vision clinic as well as a retail store that offers products for living well with vision loss. So like magnifiers, screen readers, large print items. So in essence, we're a community resource, Bill, and you know, we partner with our clients in their quest to gain independence, develop skills, and find hope.
Ages you work with, as young as little kids at school and help, or what, Steve?
Absolutely. Families from birth all the way through preschool, and then we, through our preschool at Cleveland Site Center, get them enrolled in normal preschools and going forward into the education process.
And the tower, why the different colors this morning and tonight?
Very exciting, yeah. The tower is lit up in white lights with a red tip, and that resembles a white cane, which is a mobility tool that's used by those people who are blind or have low vision as a way of navigating their day-to-day lives. So a way to raise awareness for the white cane, as well as an upcoming event we have coming up in June.
I know there are laws that every community, every building, every facility must follow, but overall, how do we do in Cleveland as far as the ability for someone to get around?
You know very well, if you get something as simple as at a street corner when there's a crosswalk signal that beeps and talks, mm-hmm. so someone with a white cane that might not be able to see can't access it when the proper time comes.
Good reminder. That's why you're hearing the beep, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, you got an event, too, coming up, June 20th at Legacy?
That's correct. June 20th at Legacy Village. It's the White Cane Walk and 5K run. This year we're celebrating 10 years walking. So very exciting, and it's probably Cleveland's most unique walk, as registrants have the opportunity to put on a blindfold, and then with the assistance of a sighted guide partner, you grab a white cane and then walk and navigate the sidewalks of Legacy Village. So it's very interactive. It's family-friendly. This year we've got events that's going to feature games, beeping bowling, beeping cornhole. We'll have face painters, balloon artists. The DJ Ray Carr Show will provide entertainment. And we're excited this year to add a 5K run.
Oh, fabulous. So it's June 20th. If I want to get involved in the run, or you got a son or daughter back from college for the summer looking for something, volunteering, something different to do, we can follow up, through the website or something?
Directly at the website, whitecanewalk.org, or give us a call at 216-791-8118.
Whitecanewalk.org. Again, that is June 20th, Legacy Village.
Great.
Lyndhurst, right?
Absolutely. It's
excellent.
Father's Day weekend. Just come on out and join us. Have a great time.
That's why the tower is lit up. You go into downtown this morning for a wonderful good reason. And again, June 20th, the event that they're putting on. Steve Froh works over at the Cleveland Site Center. Steve, appreciate the info. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, Bill.